Everybody ready or need a coffee break or something?
It kind of continues the theme from what we were saying Sunday or previous year, and we just commissioned by five his opinions and life, and there are a lot of things which we discussed.
A lot we discussed. Are you ready, Doug?
I am ready.
Okay, we are learning Shar Aleph Perek Kaf Beis, last parak of Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph, and he says, after reading it numerous times, he says, Yesod Nifla, which I'm actually very excited about. I'm going to repeat it again, that we all say, we all know, that Torah Leiva Shemayim Hi. Yadua. And Nefesh HaChaim understands it, and once you look at the sources, it's indisputable. The way this is to be understood is that May, as he says, his lashon, Mishaba Moshe v'harida la'aretz leiba shamayim. From the time that Moshe Rabbeinu came, and there was a mountain Torah, and he brought the Torah to the Aretz, Loi Bashamayim Hi. The Mashmois is clear that until that point, it was Bashamayim. So when we say Torah Loi Bashamayim Hi, it means Torah as we know it, Loi Bashamayim Hi. When it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked in the Torah, Yistako Baraisa Bara Alma, that was in Shamayim. Torah was Bashamayim. But Od Yoter, when Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, how was he allowed to marry two sisters? It says in the Torah, it says he kept the Torah. But that time the Torah was different. The Torah was Bashamayim Hi. When the Torah is Bashamayim, you can make Cheshbonos if you have a Musag in Shamayim. If you're Yaakov Avinu, you can have a Musag. You can dray a little bit. If Amram realized that by marrying his aunt, which was Aser, he's going to have a Moshe Rabbeinu, so you can do that. Because why? Because Torah Bashamayim Hi. The Torah is Bashamayim Hi. But from the moment Mishabah Moshe Vaharida La'aretz, a quantum leap took place where Moshe Rabbeinu brought the Torah into the world. What does it mean he brought the Torah into the world? That the Torah, that there are four worlds. There's the world of Atzilus and Bria and Yetzira and Asiya. The Torah was on the top of the world of Bria, this says Mefurish and Desire. Torah was on the top of Istakel Bairaisa Ubara. The Bria came from the world of Bria, obviously. So it was Lamalo Amina Neshamais. Lamalo Amina Neshamais. And then it descended to the Kisei HaKavod, the Torah. I have no idea what I'm talking about now. I'm just pointing to a Zayar. It descended from the Kisei HaKavod to the Kisei HaKavod to the Olam HaNeshamais. What does it mean? It means for us that if there is such a thing as a Shairish HaNeshama. There's such a thing. Everybody has a different Shurish HaNeshama. Now, if you know your Shurish HaNeshama, I don't know my Shurish HaNeshama, and you don't know your Shurish HaNeshama, but if we would know our Shurish HaNeshama, so then we would understand that this Shurish HaNeshama has to go with that Shurish HaNeshama, and if we're dealing in the Shamayim with Shurish HaNeshamas, then there's a lot of leeway. If you're such a tzaddik like Yaakov Avinu or Amram or many of the times, Torah Bashamayim Hi. Moshe Rabbeinu came and he brought it to the Olam of Asiya. It's a different Torah now. It's the same Torah, it's based on the same Torah, but it's a different Torah. I don't know, we have no musig of what the Torah was before. You know, I saw in Reb Tzadok, he says that, you know, it says, the Gemara says that this, in the Sefer Torah of Rameir, Hayahus of Kosnos, or Im Aleph, whatever it means, he had a different Sefer Torah. But in other words, he had access to the Torah Bashamayim. The Torah Bashamayim had differences. Ksiv and Kri is different. Torah Bashamayim, Loi Bashamayim. But we have Torah. Torah is in the Olam of Asiya, so it's not just we don't know. It's a different paradigm. It's a different place. The Torah is in a different place now. And this Yesod, by the way, you could take whole Svarim off the shelf. And that is because there's all kinds of svarim that discuss, how did the avos do this aver? How did they do that aver? To a certain extent, not to be bavatal anybody, but at least the fidus you cite, those questions are not they're not important questions. It's pilpula ba'alma, because it was kaidamat and tyra. What does it mean that it was kaidamat and tyra? They weren't Jewish in the sense that we're Jewish. They weren't bound by the tyra of the olam of asiya. They were working strictly with the olam of bria, and therefore there was a lot of license. So this is why I recommend, just to sum up everything that we've learned, a number of things that we've learned. The guy in the Keser Rosh, the Reb Chaim Volozhin quotes the Vilna Gaon. He talks about Avera Lishma. That's the heading of the paragraph. Avera Lishma. Avera Lishma, we think about, Avera Lishma. We think that I'm going to do a certain Avera because at the long run it's good. Somehow the end justifies the means. Which is not true. That never justifies the means, unless the Torah tells you it does. For instance, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Kuach Nefesh. There's a case where the Torah tells you that the end justifies the means. Better to be Mechal Shabbos Achas than to be Mechal Shabbos, than to be Mekai Bani Bani Shabbos. It's beside her. But you can't make it up. You can't make it up. Why? Because the Torah is in the world of Asiya. Is that just like, let me just say it again in different words. Like we say that, look, you can't go against the Torah because it sounds like a frubazach. Like who do you think you are going against the Torah? You're smarter than the Torah. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about being frum. We're talking about that you can't go against the Torah because now we're bound by the rules of the Torah. Before, they were not bound by the rules of the Torah. Why? Because the Torah was not Harid de Laharitz. So let me just explain one thing, a new thing, according to this. That, for instance, and I said this in the Mefarshim, maybe the Kliyakar, Korach comes. When was Korach? Which year of the Midbar? Not all at once.
No. The 20th year or the... No?
The last year.
Mefarsh. Don't think there's any machlokes. It was the last year. Meaning, 39 years after Mount Tabor. And Korach gets up, he sees Moshe Rabbeinu is at the end, he knows Moshe Rabbeinu is after the miracle. Moshe is not going to go into Eretz Israel. There's an opportunity here for leadership, for takeover, corporate takeover, hostile takeover. Korach comes and he challenges Moshe Rabbeinu. Listen to Dafka quotes a little bit here, but then it's on the Kliyakar. Korach haya chacham gadol pikeach. Rashi says Korach she pikeach. Pikeach bal ruach hakodesh. Bal ruach hakodesh. V'ra'a v'hisig b'dvarim gevoyim v'rabim v'ein lado musig kol shehu b'hasag ha'shalai. We have no musig how big of a gadol Korach was. Arenu v'rabim. However, what was his problem? His problem was im kol asagas ruach hakodesh shel Korach, arei hu lo ra'a yafa. The lashon of the Chazal is Korach lo ra'a yafa. The issue is that lo ra'a yafa. He didn't get it. He didn't see well. And Moshe Rabbeinu ra'a yafa. Why is that the issue? The issue is he's arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is the issue lo ra'a yafa? The problem with Korach was, this is the problem with so many people, that they don't understand, like he's old-fashioned. He didn't understand that the Torah was given now. So Korach saw Baruch HaKodesh, and with his pichus, and with his understanding of the Sharish HaShabbos, that why are you taking all the leadership for yourself? The Leira Yafa is the pshat that he doesn't understand that this is not about politics, or it's not about leadership. It's about the Torah was given, and the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. So since the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe Rabbeinu in his Haniva says to Korach, he says that everything that I'm saying, I heard in Har Sinai, what's the lashon of the Torah? Ki loy mi libi. You're telling me what your lave says, so now maybe I can tell you what my lave says. And we can have an argument about Kabbalah as to who should be, how the world works, and who should be the heads of the Klal Yisrael. Why be Libi? I'm not telling you now the Kabbalistic svaros. I'm telling you that there was a Matan Torah, and once there's a Matan Torah, Korach you're out. Like, you could have all the grace of Heshbardus in the world, but it no longer applies once there's a Torah. This is a fantastic insight. No longer applies. Like, it reminds me, excuse me for such a mundane example, but it reminds me of somebody said to me once, like, I don't understand, like, you know, Huzik is an older person. He was a kid, so Young Israel is an Orthodox organization, Young Israel of National Council, Young Israel of America. So they used to organize, like, every Saturday night, mixed dancing. And that was a big zach, because that's why Jews marry Jews. So, like, why don't we have mixed dancing? Like, it was a good kasha, it's a stupid kasha. Because we're not holding there anymore. Things have changed. That's what they needed to do. That's what they needed to do. So, you know, I'm not saying that was permissible, as nobody asked me. But I guess Gedolim decided at that time not to be bochet. But that doesn't mean that today, where we're holding in a different place, Kairach was like still holding before Matan Torah. He was a koyde Matan Torah yid. Kairach was around for a long time, and he was used to paskening with his Ruach HaKodesh, and people came to him, and he was a big mekubal and a big guru and a big and people came to him, and as he says, Ein lanu hasagos b'mashe hisig Kairach. He had tremendous hasagos, but the point is that the whole thing doesn't make any difference, because Moshe Rabbeinu is saying this is not a competition of delay. Loi milibi hu. It's not something that's coming from my life, so it makes no difference what you are. Therefore, you can't. It's such an essential issue, this Kairach. Not just Zegavart, because Kairach was the first one that we know of to challenge the paradigm shift of Matan Torah. That's what Kairach was. That the importance of Kairach in history is that he challenged this exact yisoid of Loi Bashamayim, and he wanted to take it back to Shamayim. Nice.
What do you mean you wanted to take it back to Shamayim?
It doesn't make a difference what it says in the Chumash, that Daber al Moshe v'al Aroin, Daber al Bnei Aroin v'al Marzal. It doesn't make any difference because I have a different Hasaga. But your Hasaga, all those Hasagas are meaningless once you come.
The question is, the obvious thing is, and why is this happening 39 years post-Matan Torah? This should be happening almost immediately, or at least within the first year.
Because Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die. And Moshe Rabbeinu unto himself was beloved. And there was no way to challenge him. The question is, how do you go further?
Surely the understanding of the Matan Torah for Kairach is established.
I'm saying he waited till the last year to make a coup. Because now is the time to challenge the leadership, opportunity to challenge the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu.
It sounds a bit like a Zaki Mamre type of outlook.
It's a very interesting kind of Zaki Mamre.
Well, he was an Amoritz. He was like the Zaki. He was, you know, like...
Right,
like,
but is he has a Zaki Mamre is up to no good. Here we're talking about something much more complex, in the sense that he has an MS Kabbalistically. He has an MS. It might be MS. You know, like, there's no... I hope I'm allowed to say this. No difference between Kairach and Yashka. Like, wake up, there was a Torah here. Once there's a Torah, you can't play games any longer. So, you know, like, somebody has a Hasaga. Even a Navi would have a Hasaga and say, oh, it should be different now, or this mitzvah is no longer applicable, Lefi, Hashirish, or it, all that doesn't apply after Matan Torah. The Lashon of the Gemara is Ein Navi Rashoi Lachadish Davar Me'ata, from now, from this moment. And by the way, it doesn't necessarily mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than, like Kam Navi Be Yisrael Oid, the Pshat is not necessarily that he was greater than Moshe, than Avram Avinu, who's it? I don't know. The Gemara says, the Gemara's Mashma, and the Arizal says Mefurish, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Masig Ad Shar HaMemtes of Shari Bino. There's 50 altogether. He was not Masig Shar HaMemtes, and Rabbi Akiva was Masig Shar HaNun. Hello, why not come to Israel? Come on, show up. And that's Mefurish of the Gemara. But Achus, the Gemara says Mefurish that Moshe Rabbeinu was listening in on the Shir of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was listening to the Shir of Rabbi Akiva, and Lo Hivin. Like, I don't know what he's talking about. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu calmed them down. It's okay. But how did he know? How did he know to say something that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand? And then the Gemara makes it worse by saying that since he heard Rabbi Akiva say Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, who Nisias V'Daita? What's the Nisias V'Daita? He was the agitation of Moshe Rabbeinu is like, what is he talking about? He's talking in Yadav of Kabbalah. This is not part of what I was Mechadish. That was what the Chalisha Sadas was. This was like a new religion. You get it? There's a whole different thing. It wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu Chalisha Sadas or Rabbi Kiba was smarter than him. What are you saying? You're going back to like it felt like a Kairach situation, Mahavdil. So, but then he heard that Rabbi Kiva said, everything that I'm saying comes from Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Okay, it starts here and it goes down. But Be'emes, the Arizal says in the Shari, the Rechai Vital Shari Gilgulim, Parak Beis, Borsh, that we see from here, from this Gemara, that Rabbi Kiva had stronger hasagas than Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not against everything we learned at school. But because it has nothing to do with the greatness and the genius of Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sure he was, or the greatness. It has to do with a paradigm shift that happened in history, that Torah now came to the world of Asiyah. So as long as Moshe Rabbeinu saw, as long as he saw that Rabbi Kiva was working in the world of Asiyah, he was okay with that. He was okay with that. And he's okay with us being Mechadish things also. As long as you're under the umbrella of the world of Asiyah. Once somebody is climbing higher, then Lo B'Seder, it's already not Judaism. Mm-hmm. It's not Judaism.
He was taking the sword that he got, and he was using his own chaplain and figuring out things.
Exactly. Rabbi Kiva. Exactly. But Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about it. That's what the Gemara says. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried about it. It was like, what's going on here? You know. So, it's so easy. Look how many times in history, even the time of Rabbi Kiva, it developed into something else. So it becomes the closest religion to Judaism, but it's not Judaism. So the Judaism is for the world of Asiya. Shabsai Tzvi, his whole mahalach of Shabsai Tzvi, if you know the history, was to say this halacha no longer applies, this halacha no longer applies.
Sure.
Yeah, it went to the Sherish. So going to the Sherish. Now, did he know, did he not know? Reb Tzadok says he did know. Tzadok says he was that level of Mekobel and he was able to do that. That's what he says. When you're such a guttle, like you could say things that you know. Like, but he says that to him, the first page of Rasisei Loilai, to him he says, well, tremendous yisoid. He says that everybody always comes to their highest madrega that they can reach. I mean, I'm assuming you're an Oyvid Hashem, come to the highest madrega you can reach, and then you have a nesayin at that madrega. And the nesayin for a gadol hadar, what was the nesayin for Steinman, right? What was his nesayin? Yeah. The man didn't sit in a regular chair for 60 years. What was his design? Yeah. He made some kind of a leather not to sit in a chair. You know, so he sat on his bed.
It was a neder?
I think so, yeah. So what was the design? I mean, you know, he wasn't thinking, should I eat in Pizza Hut today? I mean, what was his design? You know, should I talk Lashon Hara? He didn't have such a design. You know. I didn't know him well. I'm just saying, like, you know, for 60 years, he didn't make a mezainus except for on Daisa. Also, he took upon himself. No sufganiyah, no ragulah, nothing. I just, like, I don't need it. Daisa. I remember when they said that, when he said that, somebody offered him ragulah. He says, for 60 years, he only made a mezainus on Daisa. So the whole yeshivish world typically started to be mufalpa. Oh, you make a mezainus on Daisa? He gave like the whole pilpa, like missing the entire story. No, so what was the insight? So the Rav Tzadok says that a person can become a gadol hador and reach the highest level of understanding and the highest level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And your nesayin at that point is, am I going to take it for myself or am I going to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Interesting. Am I going to say, look what I've achieved? Or am I going to completely humble myself, like Moshe Rabbeinu did, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's nothing. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm nothing but a keli. Or are you, look what I've achieved? So he says, that's in the sign of a Gadol Hadar, says Rav Tzadok. Kegoin, he says, and two examples of people that failed this Nisayon, he says, was Yeshu HaNoitzri and Shabsai Tzvi.
So, Karach.
Okay, we can add to the, because Karach, yeah.
I mean, this idea of the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu bringing the Torah down from the Shemayim, how does it connect with the idea of Shnei Alefim Tovu, which ended with Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu starting Shnei Alefim Torah? So there's three different stages, or?
So the Torah began its descent in the year 2000, when Avraham Avinu was 52 years old. And it completed its descent 2,000 years later with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi redacting the Mishnah. But from the time of Matan Torah, which was like a hump in the 33-38, was it something? So in the year of 24-40, in the year of Matan Torah, so from that moment on, in the course of history, you can no longer, the Torah just reached Aretz. There's no more reaching Hashemayim. Agav. So far, everything I've said was Agav. So I've got to get to the main thing here, but which I will. But Agav, I just want to bring to your attention a machlekes achronim. Whether, when we say that a Navi can't be Mechadosh as something, or Ruach HaKodesh can't be Mechadosh something, or a Baskol can't be Mechadosh, because all that was before Matan Torah, now we have Matan Torah. So the Or Sameach, in Hilchos Bias Mikdosh, Kotchim. So the Or Sameach talks about that it was only by the Nevi'im that they were Mechadosh, the union of Prue Rosh, that if the Kohen is not wearing a Mitznefes, he's not allowed to do the avodah, and the Gemara seems to say that he's chay misa bidei shemayim. So how could he be chay misa bidei shemayim? Don't worry about the details, because I just want to bring these. How he says chay not chay misa bidei shemayim? The Torah doesn't say this here. So how can he say the Nevi'im said it? So he said that from here you see that a Navi can be mechadesh. He can be mechadesh anu misa bidei shemayim, even though he can't be Mechadosh Allah of Misa B'Day Adam. So says the Or Sameach.
So what does that mean?
Well, for it means two things. In other words, like what you can't change is you can't tell the Sanhedrin to kill somebody. But if they knew, if the Nevi'im or the Chachamim knew that in Shemayim this is not working, they can say, not be miyachadish is the wrong word, they can say, look, that person is chayiv b'dei shemayim, he's being chayiv misa. So the Or Sameach says that you see that even though ein navi rashoi l'chadish davar me'atu from the time of Matan Torah, that's only in halacha. But in terms of like knowing what's going on in the shemayim, they can. This is the Or Sameach.
So if I wonder what we're saying on Sunday, the rosh rabbah, the ayin matar, what's to say that isn't like somebody can't, you know, one of the learning said in Shemayim there needs to be now everybody learning. That's what has to happen.
Right, because that changes actually what we're doing then.
Right. So
no, but that's changing halacha l'maisa. So Nevi'im said a lot of things. The we bang with our rabbis on Hashanah Rabbah, that's Minhag HaNevi'im. That we walk around in circles with our lulav from Sufastar, it's all how are they allowed to be mechadish these things? And it's all pi kabbali. You walk around seven times because of seven spheroids. It's all the Nevi'im knew these things too, right? So it was all pi kabbali. So we do many things that seem to be chidushim of the Nevi'im. So I could add on to the Or Sameach. Okay, the mechadish and misa b'dei shemayim is already a tough one, but there's many things that we do that are divrei Nevi'im. The Gemara says, B'dikas hasak in the Gemara in Chulam. B'dikas hasak in mina Torah and minayin. How do you know that the Shaykhid has to check hasak? And Shneamar ushchatetem boze, because Yeshua pulled out Yeshua, pulled out the knife and he says, this is the way a sakin should look. Who's Yeshua? With all due respect. To tell us a halacha. So he told us a lot of halachas. So Rav Sameach says, you see that Nevi Amar allowed to tell you halachas, why not? Even though they can't change from the Torah, they can't lay sigru mimenu, they can tell you an oifen, he says. Like they can tell you, the Maharshiyas also says this, they can tell you how to do shchita. The Torah says you have to do shchita. They're telling you a prat in Hilchos Shchita. In the Avi Ezri, that's Rav Shach, Alav Shalom, on the same Rambam, Rav Sameach, says, Chas v'sholom loimar. That's what he tells Rav Shach. You can start seeing how the worldviews of great people are formed. Chas v'sholom loimar kein. There is no such thing. If the Nevi'im said something, they said, this is how you have to shech the sakin, or this is what the kohen has to wear in his head. It's because they had a Kabbalah like that for Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Chas v'sholom, he says, and he writes, I can't remember exactly what, and he says, I have no idea what would bring the Rav Sameach to say such a silly thing. It's Lashon of Rav Shach. You have to know Rav Shach. he says it has to be a Messiah. And if it's not a Messiah going back to Sinai, now I'll say anything. Now I'll say anything. Yeah. So what?
Mars that bring Pesukim from Navi to teach you halacha.
It's a Megala.
Huh?
Megala. It's a Gilui. It's a Gilui of what always was. Even if they had a Nevuah to say, look, even if they say, I know ben Nevuah that this is what Moshe Rabbeinu heard on Har Sinai. Say there, like that. Even that, then they're like Rabbi Akiva. No difference between them and Rabbi Akiva. But to be machadish something, there's no chidushim at all. At Rav Shach L'shitasa, he says that, what does it mean? If somebody, he didn't even like the idea of going to Mekubalim and finding out what the Sherish HaNeshama is, and, you know, is this the right shidduch for me? Like, finished, nigmar, we're in the world of Asiya. So that's an extreme, I would say in this day and age, an extreme carry. But where he's coming from is the danger. I mean, everyone knows his politics, but the extreme danger he felt in accessing anything higher than the Torah, anything that's not in the Torah. Like Kilu, there's like a separate track that this Mekubal is getting, or this Rebbe is getting, or this person is getting, or this Navi is getting. It doesn't make any difference. So it's a fascinating thing. So now let's get back to that's the Yesod. The biggest Raya the Nefesh HaChaim brings, Harei Chizkiyahu HaMelech Shira B'ruach HaKodesh. Let me quote you the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachos, Yud Amid Aleph. The Gemara says that Yeshaya, let me just tell you the Gemara, Yeshayahu and Chizkiyahu lived at the same time. Chizkiyahu was a melech, Yeshayahu was a nabi. And they found themselves in the same place. And the question was, what is the correct protocol? Should a nabi go to visit the melech, or should a melech go to visit the nabi? Yeah. What's the right way to go? Melech go to the nabi, nabi go to the melech. And Chizkiyahu became sick. Okay, now there's a new machria that the Navi, like everybody else who's a Jew, has to go be Mavakar Choyle. So the Hashkacha Pratis, that Chizkiyahu became sick, and now Yeshayahu, Hashem Paskin, that Yeshayahu has to go to Chizkiyahu. You see, you got to ask the question, why didn't Hashem do the Nes that Yeshayahu should get sick?
He was machria.
So there it says he was machria. He was machria, the halacha. So from here you see a halacha. From here you see a halacha, not just the mitzias, not just the hechatimsa. You see a halacha that the navi goes to the melech. Clear. That's what you see. He goes to be mevaker choylehim, the Gemara says, and he says to Chizkiyahu, you're going to be mevaker choylehim somebody. You're supposed to make him feel better. So I'm going to try to make him feel a little bit better. A little nichum, a little chizuk, you know. So he says to him, Meis val tichye, lashon of the pasuk, Meis, you will die, val tichye. And the Gemara spells out for us, Meis boilam hazal tichye lo ilam haba. You should drop dead and go to hell. Yeah, thank you for visiting. Like, I'm glad Hashem did this miracle to give me all this kavod. What's the peladika thing? Meisvel Tichya. So Chizkiyahu looks at him, Lamali Kulahai, like, what's the occasion? So Yeshayahu told him, Mishum Dulay Asakta Bapiri of Arivya. I believe I'm quoting the Gemara exactly. Mishum Dulay Asakta Bapiri of Arivya, you're not, Chizkiyahu was a single. He didn't get married at that point. So he was a single. Le'asakta b'piri v'rivya. You were not oisik and peruvu. Meisvel tichya. Yob takes a breath, a deep breath of relief. And he says, oh, he says, that is a different story. That's what your problem is. That I have a teretz. Where the teretz is, because bishum dechazisi beruach ha-kodesh. He's talking about Chizkiyahu Hanavi. Roy Leois Mashiach, the Gemara says. Roy Leois Mashiach. Isi Baruch HaKodesh, that if I get married and I have children, I'm going to have a child like that's going to end up being called Menashe, who's going to kill Talmidei Chachamim, and he's going to kill Tzadikim. You know, there was says in Yishayel, Mipeh El Peh. He's killed Yerushalayim, Mipeh El Peh. The one Peh was the Talmidei Chacham. He's going to kill you, Yeshayahu. He's going to kill you. That's my nevuah. That's my Ruach HaKodesh. I'm going to have a child. Dieli banin marim. I'm going to have children that are terrible. Meaning, in the Malchus Yisrael, there were so many malachim. And if you look through a Sefer Malachim, each one's each parak starts with another Melech Kimat, and one says, Sha'asa toiv b'ene Hashem, Masha'at lo yasa toiv b'ene, all kinds of things. You want me to start a trend of evil Jewish kings? So that's why I didn't get married. Yeshayahu listens to the Cheshbon, and he says, V'lachain, I say, Meisvel Tichya. And that's exactly my point. Says Yeshayahu, we're not talking about kinderlach here. We're talking about a very sophisticated discussion. That's kufa why I'm saying that mace oilam hazeh v'al tichya oilam haba lashon of Yeshayahu b'hadi kafshid lashon Chazal and Yeshayahu b'hadi kafshid rachmana l'malocha b'hadi kafshid rachmana l'malocha, translated usually as, why are you taking the Torah into your own hands? The Torah says you should be oisik and peruvu. The Torah says you should get married. That's what the Torah says. What are you saying differently? What are you arguing with the Torah? Like, so the Pashat of Pshat in the Gemara is, it's just the Pashat of Pshat, you learn Daf Yomi in the Gemara, Brachas Daf Yud, so you learn that the Pshat is, you can't argue with the Torah. Don't be smarter than the Torah. Don't be an Iber Chacham. The Torah, you don't go with the reasons, which is the Emes of Pshat. That is the Pshat. But let's just understand it more deeply. What was Yeshayahu? What was Chizkiyahu holding? What was Yeshayahu holding? Good? Gevaldik? First of all, what does it mean? Just give me a translation here. Bahadi kafshi dirachmana lama lacha. Bahati,
please.
Kafshi, don't
know.
Conquered and killed. So, Bahati kafshi derachmana.
Holding back.
Why are you being koivish the Torah? Why are you taking the Torah into your own hands? Lamalacha. Why are you? Hadi kafshi derachmana. Everybody agrees with that. That's the
title. Kafshi stopping something proceeding. You're koivish it. Doesn't proceed.
And also the Rahman, I use it as opposed to the Raisa.
So let me tell you a Gevaldik Gevart from Rashi. The Kafshe the Rahmani, Rahmana, Starim Lashin Kavush. A pickle. Also Kavush. And the Kafshe the Rahmana, you take something and you do Hatmana on it. That's called Kavisha. I presume it's related to the word koivish. Koivish is Yitzra.
It stops the biological process.
Stop the biological process. Very good.
Koivish,
also said like a scientist. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Eddie? So Rashi says that it means, why are you getting involved with that you find Kifshid Iza? He brings a couple of examples, Rashi. He's bothered by this. that it refers to the underlying secrets, the things that nobody knows. So Bahani Kavshi, with those secrets, Lamalucha, the secrets of the Torah are not for you. That's what Rashi says. It's a Gevalda Gevor. He means to say that Yeshayahu was saying to Chizkiyahu, I know that you see what's going on in Shemayim, and I know you understand your Shorash HaNeshama, and you even see, and he correctly saw, Agav, he correctly saw that he's going to have children that are Marn. He was right, Basel. He did have a Menashe. He did have a Charban. But we don't operate that way because the Torah is not Loi Bashamayim He. What he's saying, what are you getting involved in? So here's a new term. You could write a sefer called the Kafshid Derachmana. The Kafshid Derachmana means the secrets of the Torah. What are you getting involved in the secrets of the Torah? What are you getting involved in things that are not something which are graspable to us? Hadikavshid Rahmana. Lamalacha. And by the way, Chizkiyahu, of course, the Gemara ends, was Makabal, the Musar and Teichacha of Yeshayahu. And he said to him, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll marry your daughter. And maybe, Bein Schus Adidi, L'Schus Adidah, Kadosh Baruch will have Rahmanas between my schusim and your schusim, Melech Yisrael, Navi Yisrael, and here a shidduch happened on the bed. And
also a wrong diuk, huh?
Hmm?
Also a wrong diuk.
What do you mean?
If you see the future, he's hearing it from someone who also sees the future. The Navi also sees the future, but the Navi's saying, even though I also see the future, Kadosh Baruch will tell me everyone has to do it here. So now you want to make a chiddush between my daughter and sure. your son. Right? Why do you think it's going to be different to what you see?
Zero.
Sometimes you can overturn a zero. But what's true, what's so obvious, is that he did not believe for a second that the zero is gone. This is a zero. This for Chizkiyahu to get married at this moment was Mesiras Nefesh. Because he knew that it was going to be bad. He just hoped. And it was bad. And it was bad. Yeshayahu was killed by his grandson. In other words, that's what happened. They had Menashe. Menashe killed Yeshayahu, the Zayda. It was murder. He killed. In other words, Yeshayahu's daughter gave birth to Menashe. Menashe turned around and killed Yeshayahu. Harag is Yerushalayim Pe'el Pe. So, this was Mesiras Nefesh on both of their parts. Mesiras Nefesh for what? Mesiras Nefesh for the emes of the Torah. We're living in the world of Asiyah. Don't climb above.
So he started.
But not that it's not emes. In other words, like Yeshayahu never said that what Chizkiyahu is seeing is not emes. Apparently, his nevuah may have been bigger than Yeshayahu. We don't know. Maybe Yeshayahu said the same thing. I don't know. But you know, the difference between Ruach HaKodesh and nevuah, I believe, is the nevuah has to be given to you. You can't just let me try to have a nevuah now. Ruach HaKodesh, you can try to access. My understanding of the difference, like so, Ruach HaKodesh in a certain way is like more handy than Nevuah. Nevuah, Hashem gave me a Nevuah. Many Nevi'im had one Nevuah in their whole life. Avadia had one Nevuah in his whole life. But Yeshayahu was a bit the Nevi'im Gedolim. They had a few Nevuahs. Had a few Nevuahs. But Ruach HaKodesh, Chizkiyahu had Ruach HaKodesh. You need Ruach HaKodesh to be able to lead a people. Because Ruach HaKodesh means that he was able to meditate and come into an emes of the Hecher of Elton. He was able to see something even higher. So he saw something higher, and Yeshayahu told him to ignore it. He did ignore it. And B'Mesiras Nefesh, they made a Shidduch. B'Mesiras Nefesh, knowing this would come out bad. Anybody here make that Shidduch? This is going to be bad, you know. You know, we're worried about the, you know, like four generations. The great grandmother was overweight. like that's what we're worried about. I mean, what are we like? This you're talking about, Gevald. Like so the Yisoid Hadavar. Let's look inside them all. Arechiskiyahu Amelah Shirah Baruch Hakodesh Dinafkim Minei Bnin Delay Malah. He saw Ruach HaKodesh, and it was legitimate Ruach HaKodesh, that he's going to have children. And therefore he did not marry a woman. Here's an endorsement. His kavana was completely l'shem shamayim. So he was no different in that sense than Yaakov Avinu, or than Amram, Yaakov Avinu said the right thing to do, b'tikun ha'neshamis, is to marry two sisters. The right thing for me to do is to marry my aunt Yocheved, al Moshe Rabbeinu. So Chizkiyahu and Korach were simply following that line of thinking, which I would imagine anybody who could would. If you know it, you would. That's what we go to Mekubalim for. Im kolzeh, but b'cholzeis. Ba elav Yishayahu, b'dvar Hashem yamar loi, pasigim alachim, ki meisato, v'loi sichye, loi lam haba, mishum d'loi asakta, b'pir yavarivya, v'loi haya loi kol aitzem sid kaisav hanayraim. All of his wonderful righteousness did not help lahavia ilachaya ilam haba. There's another point. Look at all the good that Chizkiyahu did for Klal Yisrael. No. Bishvil shesavar li pater mi mitzvah achas mitaras Moshe. See, I just want to point out one last thing here. If a person decides to remain a single, a man decides to remain a single, in my limited knowledge, there is no such thing that that person dies and doesn't go to Olam Haba. Okay, you're over on a mitzvah essay b'shev al tasa. I'm not saying it's okay, but b'shev al tichya, you're terminating. No, like what's you're losing. You're going to die in this world, kilo and kores, and you're never going to go to Olam Haba because b'shev al tasa you were mevatel a mitzvah essay. How could it be? So the teretz is chayru. The only teretz is that okay, this was not a case of being mevatel a mitzvah essay b'shev al tasa. This was a case of feeling that you're smarter than the Torah and you can go above it into a higher world and access that. That's where you lose your chelik in Olam Haba. You know what I'm saying? This is not really right. Meaning, like
the
kavana, it was the hashkafa was the issue. The hashkafa of feeling that you are can climb above the Torah. That's what Yeshayahu told them. This is the same thing, exactly the same thing that Moshe Rabbeinu told to Korach. You want to go into that category of mace, Valtichia? Should we open up the earth for you? What he was saying was not the issue is not okay. Not Mekayim Mitzvah. The issue was your hashkafa is completely wrong. And if your hashkafa is completely wrong, and listen to this: if your hashkafa is completely wrong, you're not a ben olam haba. You don't have nothing to do in olam haba. What are you going to sit there with? With the Gedolim have nothing to talk about. Your hashkafa is completely, completely wrong because this is the world of Asiya. The Arizal says Nachmer that mace valtichya, a mace is not in the world of Asiya. You're paskening like a mace. You're holding like a mace. A mace is already a different world. Like Hashras HaNefesh, you're in the world of Ruach, you're in the world of Neshama. Mace valtichya.
Could you see that not getting married was in the Ber Lishma?
It wasn't Aver Lishma, which is not he wasn't entitled to do. In other words, an Aver Lishma is only mutter, tachlis, is only mutter if you're saving the whole Klal Yisrael.
Saving generations of Talmidei Chacham
and Esther, Yael. Two examples. And he can't make it up. So Ben Azai, Terosai Umnasai, he couldn't, first of all, he was only 30. Was that, He married Rabbi Kiva's daughter. He married Rabbi Kiva's daughter. He just couldn't stay married.
Well, that's what he's saying. The reason he was that he was trying to be Oiker, the status
quo.
The status of the Torah.
Yeah. In other words, there's a difference between being Mevatel. It's never good to be Mevatel Mitzvah, as I say, B'shev El Tasser in any other way. But for that, you don't lose your Chelik and Olam Haba. It can't be. I could have given Tzedakah. I didn't give Tzedakah, so therefore I lost my Chelik and Olam Haba. Can't be. It could be. We're all Mevatel Mitzvah, Sesei, B'Shev, El Tasa. Has anybody taken Paya lately? It's like, we're all Mevatel Mitzvah, Sesei. Go buy a field, take Paya. My Rebbe bought a field to take Paya. He bought a cow and he gave Mat Meskuna. He wanted to do every mitzvah. But Beseder, every mitzvah is possible to do. But all right, we're Mevatel Mitzvah, B'Shev, El Tasa. For that, you don't lose the Olam Haba. For the Hashkafa to go above the Torah and to deny the fact that Moshe, Harita Torah, is to be Kofer and Torah is Moshe. And to be covered in Taurus Moshe is you lose your chelik in Olam Haba. So just to finish a paragraph over here, Laviyai l'chayai l'mabo. Why? Bishol shesaver li'pater mi'mitzvah achas mi'teres Moshe. He thought he would be putter from the mitzvah. You see the deal? It's not that he didn't do the mitzvah. He says, I'm putter from the mitzvah. Li'pater mi'mitzvah achas mi'teres Moshe. Av shekein rabah ha'sogas ruch kotshe di'ivka minei b'nin d'lei mali. He saw there's going to come a menashe for him. Yam shayu b'shev altas. And it was b'shev altas. Why? Ki tamei mitzvahis atachlisam le'niskala adayim l'shum adu b'oilam. Because nobody knows. First, you know, like, we need to humble ourselves a little bit. The you have one cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many cheshbonos. You know, so why was there a Menashe in the world? That was at the end of the day. Was Chizkiyo right, or was Yeshayahu right? Even in history, we don't know. We don't know. We don't know what the... It's, we don't know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan in terms of Klipon, in terms of Sitra Achra, and we don't know. So as much as you know a little bit. So you know a little bit of knowledge is very dangerous. Yeah? So like you can't, a little bit. But so today, here's the summation of the whole thing in a sentence, that the whole purpose of the Torah is to be misak in this world and the Olam HaSolyon, make the world a better place to live in. Make the Olam HaSolyonim better. Make a dear Hashem Atachtoinim. The only way to do it is by following the Torah. There is no other. I'm making the world a better place. No. That's May us, from the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Torah, there is no other way to do it. That's the way you do the Tikkun Olam. Just follow these directions. Don't come up with your own stuff, because it won't work. Thank you very much.